As you all know, I am active in my local kinky community. And I've had a few submissives ask me about taking the step into slavery. Locally, there are quite a few dominants who keep slaves. Now, given that I live in Texas and male dominants and female submissives are the norm, you can easily expect that most of the slaves around here are female, kneeling for male masters. Most of the male submissives who are interested in slavery have slim pickings, because female dominants are so rare. Which means I've absolute hordes of males clamoring to kneel for me, to serve me, and to be mine. Mostly the males who beg so prettily to be mine are inferior and lacking in all the traits I'm looking for in a slave. I suppose it'd be easier to tell you what I'm not looking for in a slave than to list all the things I find attractive. I'm not looking for a doormat, a mindless automaton, or a weak-willed pansy. I want a slave who's still a person inside. So many kinksters are fascinated by slavery, by objectification and dehumanization, that when you start talking about keeping a slave, that's the image that leaps to mind. In fantasy, that's fantastic. As a kink or fetish, being an object to be used is tons of fun. In reality, not my cup of tea. When I talk about slavery and personhood, what I'm talking about is a type of ethical, consensual slavery. I expect my slaves to have opinions, preferences, turn-ons, and limits. I demand it. I don't want an empty vessel that I pour myself into and get nothing in return. I want the interplay of you and I, the volatile mixture of two people collaborating together to create something fantastic. If you subsume your personality for your owner, if you gut yourself metaphorically, and remove all traces of who you are, you become boring and uninteresting to me. How banal, how typical, how grossly common. It is incredibly common for modern sexual slaves to assume they must give up all selfhood for their mistress. I want to make a very clear delineation between fantasy slavery and consensual BDSM slavery in the real world. In fantasy, yes, it's sexy and fun to break you, destroy who you were before, and remake you as the perfect sex slave. To train you to get hard on command, to maintain an erection, to have no opinion about any of the filthy sex acts I command you to perform for me. In reality, I want us to work together to create an interaction that feeds us both, and God damn it, I will not do things I find to be unethical in the pursuit of sexual pleasure, no matter how tempting. You will enter slavery as a person. When I release you, you will still be a person. Just a person with more skills, the ability to serve me properly, and an expanded ability to be a sexual slave. Are you ready to be my slave? Submission to me and being a slave to me is harder than you think. Can you handle this? Let's find out together. For more, go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com. Or you can give me a call at 800-601-7259. And just let me know that you want to be a slave to Harper.